we've heard from Libby Tozer from She Is Seen, who took out an award with the International Women's Day Association. Let's have a chat now with another winner, Louise Flaherty from McLaren Vale. She's the founder of Little Big Bush Camps, and she has her own counselling company too. Hi there. How are you doing, Louise?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Congratulations on your award. That must be wonderful to win something like that.
Yeah, it was a beautiful little surprise, really. You know, sometimes when you've got your head down doing the work that you're doing, and you know that you get a good feeling from doing the work, but it's nice to be recognised amongst a lot of women who are also doing good things.
Absolutely. So tell us about Little Big Bush Camps. What is that all about?
Well, we offer parent-child camps, so mainly focusing around the tween and teenage groups, helping those younger kids with their self-confidence, identity, the ability to hold themselves strong, grow their self-awareness in that age group where it seems to be a time that there's a lot of agitation or worries, and also helps support parents to understand maybe what's going on for their child or for other kids, as well as how they can best support them in that time and grow their connection in a time of flux, really.
Oh, wow, that's great. And how do you approach that? What are some things that you guys get up to that really helps the kids out?
Well, I use, you may have heard of rites of passage, but it's kind of a framework and something to do with initiation that happened, you know, for lots of communities over time. But we use a framework where we try and separate young people from the day-to-day, so there's no phones. They're in a beautiful, different, inspiring sort of setting away from the house and, you know, the normal rules, and we give them this opportunity to really engage and create their buy-in into what they're doing. So quite often, you know, they get into that position of really trying to decide, why do I want to come on this camp? So a lot of my work is getting into that space. and then, yeah, lots of getting to know you. So mixing them up with other kids gives them a chance to kind of road test their social skills. They, for a lot of young tweens, it's really difficult for them to sleep or potentially, you know, be in front of new people. So we sort of help them with mindfulness strategies for sleep, for being in new places, when you're feeling nervous, when you're feeling upset. So we go through, you know, sitting down journaling activities through to silent night walks, and there's a little secret disco that happens on one of the camps that it's not a secret anymore, but just something that helps give. I'm mainly working with girls at the moment, but gives the girls a chance to be a bit more in their body rather than in their heads, which is really, really important for that age group, where sometimes worries and stress can make them stop moving and stop doing things where they can be seen.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, that's been an ongoing issue for many years, but now particularly it's the TikTok generation. They're stuck to their phones, and image is such an important thing to a lot of these young people, isn't it? So it must be just so restorative for them, and a whole new experience to just take a huge disconnect from that technology.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think of a few mum's words when we have this sort of last ceremony for the younger camp where the girls come back to their mums, and the mums, a lot of mums have said, you know, I could see something different in her eyes and I wasn't sure what it was, but now that I've seen her back at home, there's things that she's doing that are growing her independence about how she can look after herself. And I just thought, if that's a, you know, a gift that I can help young girls know what is right for them, to help them be self-reflective and as well to care for themselves, then that, yeah, that's awesome.
Brilliant. So are you taking bookings and registrations? How does it work?
Yeah, I've got it on my website. You can just book through my website. I'm currently running camps throughout the state. So we've just been down in the southeast and the Eyre Peninsula in the last 6 months, and we'll be there again later in the year. There's a mother-daughter older camp, which is coming up in April in these holidays. And, yeah, people can just jump online and book there. You can pay a deposit and, you know, there's good payment plans to help families that really want to be able to do this but can't afford it all right now.
Now, I understand the camps actually grew from Louise Flaherty Counselling, which is your other business. Can you give us any tips for what people can do when they feel like they're getting a bit disconnected from their family and need to improve their communication?
My favourite thing is a list of 10 things that everyone in the family thinks that they can do together that helps them feel good with each other. And so, you know, for example, if little Sarah really loves going to the ocean and she loves it when the family does that, or, you know, for John, when he gets Dad sitting next to him playing the PlayStation, there's this thing that they can do that's that helps them feel connected. Then it's trying to have a little list of things that you know that the family's got as their little go-to emergency, like circuit breakers. Mm. So when things aren't going well, it's just like, we know that on Sunday we've got the little thing that we're going to do together as a family, where we just know that we're focused on each other and we're not doing a job.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they can be just for, you know, one child and one parent, or they can be the whole family, but just making it like, yeah, just a little common list that you've always got your little reference point so it doesn't fall off the radar.
Oh, that's so good, because you sort of forget to express yourself sometimes and explain what you'd love to do.
Yeah, that's right. Mm. And I think when our lives get so busy, like we, you know, we want to have the quick five recipes that we go to eat well, but we don't have the quick five recipes that we go to connect well. And I think good communication comes out when we do some things that make us feel good. Yeah, I mean, there's lots that we can learn about communication, encouraging us to talk about our emotions and just say that, you know, I feel like this, whatever it is. I feel sad because we don't get to spend much time together, and being able to own your emotions and you're a family rather than blaming another person for how you feel is a great practice for any family to be able to do.
Oh, well, congrats again on the award, and thanks so much for your time today. I really appreciate it.
Definitely. Thanks so much for the call.